You're listening to an Apple Viz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In my ongoing HomePod mini series, this is going to be covering using handoff and remote media controls with your HomePod mini. So let's begin with this handoff. What is that exactly before we do the demonstration? Handoff is an Apple technology or feature that allows you to take one product or device. In my case, I'm going to take my iPhone and be able to hand off whatever I'm doing in my iPhone to the HomePod mini. This is due to something called the ultra-wideband or U1 chip for those technical nerds out there. Otherwise, simply known as handoff. So think in your mind, if I'm in the middle of a phone conversation with somebody, I'm coming home and I want to be able to hand off my phone call to my HomePod mini. So essentially making my HomePod mini a speaker ball. So it becomes like a speaker. And because it has built-in microphone around the ball, it now becomes more of a speaker phone situation. So I can hand off my phone call to the HomePod mini and we can have a conversation on the HomePod mini. And yes, you can do this with FaceTime, audio, and other ways you want to use to communicate with people. Handoff also works really great with music, TV, movies, shows, anything you can think of. So if you have Spotify and you want to hand off that music off to your HomePod mini, you can do this. There's a number of ways to do it. I'll show you a few examples. I'm going to use my iPhone. I'm going to start a music that I had on my iPhone. So we'll use that example. So let's just say I'm walking around the house. I have music on my iPhone and I want to hand it off to the HomePod mini. So we'll be able to do that. So let's get the iPhone out and start playing some music here.
Pause.
All right. So here's the music. It's on my iPhone. So essentially the handoff, how this works is that I'm going to take this device. So the back side of the device towards the top of my iPhone. So just say where the camera is, for example. I'm going to take that portion of the phone and I'm going to take it towards my HomePod mini and gently tap it towards the top. So we'll do that.
Master bedroom, transferring to HomePod, more than a feeling by Boston, from iPhone.
Voila.
Attachment.
Handoff was successful. First thing you heard is that the handoff was initiated to the master bedroom. So the master bedroom obviously is the HomePod mini that I'm using here, and that is the name of the device. Now, if I put my phone towards the device again.
Master bedroom, transferring to iPhone, more than a feeling by Boston. Attachment.
And I'll pause it. And then it was transferred back to the iPhone. Simple as that. It is that magical. And you have to feel it for yourself. I mean, it's something that's just injustice for me to be able to explain what this is like. Yes, I can explain it, but to actually feel this amazing new feature, it just amazes me and it just makes my eyes go real wide and go, that is so cool. And I can just go back and forth with the HomePod mini. Now, even if the music is paused, check this out. If I take towards the HomePod mini,
master bedroom, transferring to HomePod, more than
it transfers over and starts playing. Let's take the phone back over to the HomePod mini.
Master bedroom, transferring to iPhone, more than a feeling.
And when it comes back, it is that simple and fast. So it goes back and forth. And just think about it. You can do all sorts of things with this. One of my favorite things is to not just with music, but if I'm in the middle of a show that I'm watching, I can just transfer it over. However, the handoff works, but there is also something called AirPlay. This is something that it's kind of useful if you're across the room from the HomePod mini. So let's just say I'm sitting down on my couch. The HomePod mini is way on the other side of the room. I know it's not more than what, 10, 15 feet to my other side, but I'm being lazy. I don't feel like getting up and tapping my phone to do a handoff. I'm going to do something to call AirPlay. So I'll go get the Apple TV out and I'm going to go to my next. So these are areas where I'm currently watching or in the middle of. So let's go to the right here.
Up next, heading Bruce Springsteen's letter to you. Continue. Time remaining.
All right. So here's a Bruce Springsteen documentary that's on the Apple TV Plus that I've been watching. If you want to just continue that, let's just say I'm watching on my iPhone. I'll double tap this.
Bruce Springsteen, watch media. Double tap to toggle controls.
It starts to play the vocal booth, movie in the show right now. I'm going to go ahead and pause this. So we're going to be able to hear what I'm doing here. When I go to the right,
advisories, current position, 0 hours, 5 minutes.
You hear all these media controls that you have under the Apple TV. I'm looking for something called AirPlay, so we'll just go to the right until we find something called AirPlay button.
AirPlay button.
And once you find the AirPlay button, and yes, this will be in various apps. Not in all apps supports this, but in this case, this one does. So I'm going to double tap this.
AirAlert, AirPlay, AirPlay.
Now it's going to tell me all the different types I can pick from. So let's go to the right here.
Selected. Headphones. Bruce Springsteen's Letter to You.
All right. So right now the destination is to my headphone. That's right. I'm doing the podcast. So that tells me where it's playing back from and to. So it's playing from the iPhone to my headphone. So I want to select the destination to be the master bedroom because that's the name of my HomePod Mini. Yes, I do have a HomePod Mini in my master bedroom. Actually, it's in a specialized closet. It's one of these special closets I have designed and put foam around, and that's my podcast room, and that is where I'm doing the podcast, and that's where my HomePod Mini is located on a desk. We'll go to the right.
Speakers and TVS, heading.
Okay.
Master bedroom, More Than a Feeling, Boston.
There it is. That's the song we were just listening to, so let's double tap that.
Master Bedroom, More Than a Feeling, Boston. Selected. Master Bedroom, Bruce Springsteen's Letter to You, in group.
All right. So what essentially just did, we just transferred the power to say, I now have the destination to my Master Bedroom HomePod. So let's get out of here.
Dismiss pop-up. Double tap.
TV. And let's go ahead and play this movie again.
Play button.
And go to play.
Pause.
And float like a butterfly. There it is. Now it's on the HomePod Mini. And that is how the AirPlay works. So that way I can do it from across the room. And I can just stop it here.
Play.
And yes, I can do various media controls as well. And this is where it comes sort of the media control. But I'm going to show you a little bit more about this. Let's go back over to my Apple Music, for example. All right. Let's continue this song.
Pause.
And then it plays that song we were just at, right? Now check this out. I can control things from here. Let's go left.
Previous track, button.
And go to the right.
Pause, button.
Right.
Next track, button.
I can just say, let's go to the next track here.
Next track.
Isn't that cool? So you can actually control these things. Let's go back to pause here.
Pause, button, pause.
Now, the cool thing about the Apple Music is at the very bottom here,
playback destination, iPhone right arrow master bedroom, button.
You hear that? It says iPhone greater than towards the master bedroom HomePod Mini. So it's essentially telling you how that is syncing and where it's going from one device to another device. So you get a better idea how that destination item works. Now, the other way to do this is through the control center. And I'll show you a few things we can do in here as well. So on the new device, if you go to the control center, just put one finger towards the top of the device and you get the haptic feeling. And we'll go to the second tone or the first haptic and let go. And then I'll go to the control center.
Control center, airplane mode, switch button.
And then we're going to head over to the media controls area.
Media controls, Against the Wind, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, From Music.
Okay, so we're in this area now. So let's go right.
Selected, playback destination, button.
That's important. I will show you a little bit more about that. Again, that's the same thing we were just doing. You got to make sure the playback destination is hooked up to where you want it to go. So I want to make sure I'm hooked into the HomePod Mini because that's where I want to control the music. So if you have a kitchen one, you need to make sure that destination is selected to the kitchen and et cetera, et cetera. Let's go right.
Previous track, button.
Again, I'll get Actions the same available. Controls.
Play, button. Next track, button.
Uh-huh. Let's go
Actions
back.
Available. Play, button.
Play.
Pause.
And then I can take control remotely from across the room without having to scream out the H Siri or Hoy Siri every time to do something. This is just much easier to do this.
Play.
Let's go back left to the destination.
Previous track. Selected. Playback destination. Button.
Double tap this.
iPhone right arrow master bedroom. Against the Wind. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Against the Wind. From Music.
This gets a little bit more in this area because you have a little bit more options here. So we obviously know that the iPhone is going directly to the HomePod Mini and what we're listening to, which is Bob Seger. So let's go to the right here.
Selected. Playback destination. Button.
And go to the right.
Track position. 18 seconds. Adjustable.
This is
the
cool part.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
If you're in a song, you want to kind of seek forward a little bit faster so we can just go up and down on this. Let me go ahead and play this.
Previous track, button, play, button, pause.
And we'll go back.
Previous track, track position, 20 seconds, adjustable.
Let's swipe down. Up or down,
16 seconds, 10 seconds.
That way it goes backwards. Swipe up.
19 seconds, 25 seconds, 32 seconds.
It goes up to 32 seconds in the song. How cool is that? Let's go back to pause.
Previous track, pause, button, play.
Show you the other options in here.
Next track, button, volume, 60%, adjustable.
Yes, you
swipe
can control the volume
adjust the value.
On your HomePod Mini. This is essential, so if you want to be able to control it, you can do that from here.
Headphones.
And there's the headphone. Now, that's a destination, so if I double tap this,
headphones. Selected.
It will come back
headphones.
To the headphones. So I'm sending the media from my iPhone to my headphones now. So let's hit play here.
Play button. Pause.
And then it's back on my headphones.
Play.
Which is obviously into the mixer board. And if you want to go back, we'll go back to the right.
Next track. Volume. 7. Selected. Headphones. Speakers and TVS. Heading.
One more.
Master bedroom. More than
double
a feeling.
Tap.
Boston. Master bedroom. More than a feeling. Boston. Selected. Master bedroom. In group.
Because I selected this as a destination, we go back up to play.
Play, button, action, pause.
Then we're back onto the device itself. So let's hit pause here.
Play.
And if I go to the HomePod Mini and I would hit the tap top of the HomePod Mini.
Play.
And it'll resume the music. So that is how to use the handoff and remote media controls on the HomePod Mini. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleVis.com.